Enough of this deception and trickery. I admit it. I was taken in, too, by clever fakes like this. I've been up all night. I've got the real story for you up to now. Proof and everything. The aliens have landed among us. I'm not hot-dogging you. We've got to start protecting ourselves. Now, what about this?
days of old when knights were bold, Strauss waltzes led the way. Imagine what could happen if Strauss came back today. This was the house of Johann Strauss. They played the waltz with nothing false. Isn't it strange how things can change? Now it's the tops of the pops at the house of Johann Strauss. Hit records, change hands, rock and roll bands, groups are the stars, twanging guitars, fans by the score, screaming for more. They got the charts in their hearts at the house of Johann Strauss. There's a jukebox man in the music room, playing A sides, playing B sides, but the waltz is something he just can't use. Now they shake and quake to rhythm and blues. If Strauss came back today, he would tear his hair and say, what's this beat I hear around? It's the fabulous rhythm that I never found. He'd play a bass guitar with a beat that's popular. He'd swing this brand new beat and grow his hair right down to his feet. Back at the house of Johann Strauss, you'd hear the beat way down the street. Johann would shout, 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 let's beat it out, make it a ball, free for all, at the house of Johann Strauss. Let's drink.
So, who says I ain't got no class, huh? I got class I ain't even used yet. Are you kidding? I got more class in my elbow than you got in your elbow, all right? Hey, give me a break here. Hey, good morning, my friends. Welcome once again to The Bit Slap. I'm KBC, the ghost of Addlewood, up here in Addlewood, Maine. And this week I thought I'd give you some nice, gentle, easy stuff to digest, kind of like pasta for your ears, okay? Bunch of classical things because they're taking up room that I can use for other stuff, I guess. I'm sure there's other stuff out there, but anyway, there you go. So we started out with something called the Meat Hand Symphony from 1966. That was Ludwig and the Classics. Couldn't find out anything of them, but I will keep looking, okay? Heard a guy named Christoph Braun, and that was a little piece called Scampering. Nice little piece there to keep you awake. Rhapsody in Blue, the original from George Gershwin, all by himself, 13 and a half minutes worth. Always looking for an excuse to play something like that. We heard from Marc-André Hamelin playing Chopin's Minute Waltz. We heard from somebody called Musical Basics. No, I couldn't find a person's name to attach this to. That was the Moonlight Sonata Dubstep Remix. Yeah, you thought so, right? I know, yeah. Dudley Moore, that's right. Very accomplished piano player, as you should know. That was the Beethoven parody, what can I tell you? He had a hard time getting out of that one, but he did it, okay? See, all you got to do is try, and you can get out of anything. Look at, what's his name down there in Washington, D.C.? The House of Johann Strauss, that was the Baron Knights. They were a British band who did a lot of stuff like this, pieces of other stuff, other people's music, stuff like that, you know. And then we heard another nameless one, Baroque for Pipe Organ, Baroque, B-A-R-O-K-E, okay, and sort of self-explanatory. And then another thing from the guy named Christoph Braun. I don't know who he is. I'm sure he's German or something like that, but anyway, he's pretty cool. He does a lot of things like that, all right? So, we have more stuff here. No sponsors this week because nobody wanted it. Classic? No. Oh, no. I'm not sponsoring that. So we'll just go right back into it. A lot of these you'll find familiar. So feast your ears. We'll be right back.
1.
Thank you.
always found that to be one of the most thrilling pieces of music ever. What do you think, huh? Or don't you? I don't know. Okay, we're almost done. Just hang in there. Come on, we gotta blame some people here and stuff like that. Started off that set with the Masquerade Suite. That was the Philharmonia of Russia. That's what it says here. Then the Moscow Chamber Orchestra. That was the Golden Age Suite. Followed by, looks like a BBC Radio Theater, a radio drama theme, The Devil's Gallop, it says here, whatever that is, all right, I don't know. Boston Pops featuring Arthur Fiedler, and the Ritual Fire Dance, okay, the Infernal Dance of the Firebird Suite from Verdi, Boston Symphony Orchestra here under the direction of Eric Lernsdorf, something like that. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Mars, the Bringer of War. And then Christian Markley having a little bit of fun with Maria Callas, and that thing always floors me. That's one of the most incredible things I've ever heard. Right? Okay, well, let's see, Bernie Green and the Stereo Mad Men. I think this was an album came out from Mad Magazine, or they were attached to it somehow, hence Mad Men, okay? That was Anvil's, of course. Get it? Anvil Chorus, okay. Flight of the Bumblebee was the Great Cat. Wonder what ever happened to her. She flamed out, I guess. I don't know. Vivaldi, The Storm, that was two cellos. We heard from Mar Tai, M-A-R-T-I-E, the tribute to Beethoven, and then Beethoven, the man himself, just the finale part of the 1812 Overture, because what the hell, right? All right, so coming down the home stretch here, I got a couple more for you. You'll recognize them, except for the last one. I'll tell you right now, it's Leonard Warren, all right? But the rest of it you should have no trouble with. And I will see you next week. Yeah, I'll see you next week while we have time before the great takeover. So, yeah, hang in there, and I'll see you then.
In a little quiet town just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields as soon as her work was done. Juanita moved to the city in search of fortune and fame. It didn't take more than a couple of songs. She had won the world's acclaim. Her father was astounded. Is Juanita Banana a star? He burned down his trees. He moved to the city and he bought himself a guitar.
That you all say that opera ain't nothing but hollering.
And it ain't. It ain't, but, well, it's high-class hollering. But the rail, The real, real high-class singers have got these high roofs to their mouths. Some of them is 2 or 3 inches, way back of here. In fact, some of them is so high they ain't hardly got nowhere to hook their teeth on. You take that opera Carmen now. Now, there is the one.
Yes.
It's got this gypsy girl, Carmen, in it, and it's got this boy named Don Hosey in it. He's a boy in the army trying to make good, and a fella named Escamilla. Now, he's in it. He's that boy, you know, that fights them boo. And the way it opens up on all these soldiers that's out there standing guard. And right off, you don't know just what it is that they're guarding, but you know that they must be out there guarding something because they're singing this garden song. And then all these gypsy girls come out of the factory across the street and go to messing around the boys and smoking, you know. And then you know what they're out there for. They carry on for a while. Then everything stops. And this Carmen, she comes out, you know, adjusting herself around the boys. And they put her up to singing that song about that habanero. Well, she sees Don Hosey standing off by himself, kind of shifting his feet. Well, she went over and give the aria to him. She got right in his face. And she says, "La more est on we so rebella." Right at him. And it embarrassed him. It's the end. Thank you. I appreciate it. They all just laughed, and Carmen throwed this rose at him, and they went back in the factory. Well, Don Hosey picked it up and smelled of it, and he give this aria to it. And the way he give it, really, you could tell that his roof was a way on up yonder. It was. Then when he got done with it, you heard this screaming. And it wasn't the high-class screaming. It was the hurting kind. This Carmen had got in a fight with another girl in the factory, and they put her in jail. Put Carmen in jail. And, she ought not to have done that. See. But anyhow, they put Don Hosey to a gardener. And right there is where they made their first mistake. Because, like I say, he was a good boy, but he was weak. She got right at him again. And she give another aria to it. She says, "Praise days, ramparts de Sevilla, chase mon ami le la paestra." And that means, come over the mountains with me and we'll talk about different things.
It does. Well, wait a minute, I ain't done yet.
Well, let me tell you, it didn't take that boy that long to turn her out of there. And the curtain falls, and every time the curtain falls, time passes. I forgot to tell something. When he let her out, they put him in. And when it opens up, he's getting out, and he's going down to this cafe to meet her. See, she's down there with some of her gypsy buddies, practicing for this sideshow they're going to put on. And when he gets there, this Escamilla, this bullfighter, he's in there singing that song about that bull. And right here is where the plot commences to thicken. Right here. This Carmen, see, she was looking at this Escamilla like she was stuck on him just a tad, don't you know? And you can see why. You really can, because let me tell you, that boy is a real sport. He is. He lives about as far uptown as you can get. It made Don Hosey just as bad, and he let into that Escamilla and was a-whooping him. Ooh, he would have whooped him, what I mean to tell you, for fire. Except the gypsies pulled him off. And Escamilla got up and brushed himself off, and he went over to Carmen, and he says, "I'm going to give a bullfight this coming Saturday, and if you love me, you'll be there." Well, she starts to run by, and Don Hosey grabs her and pulls her back and throws her down, and the curtain falls, and time passes. And when it opens up again, it's the day of the bullfight. And the crowd, they're walking along and singing that Toreadoro on guard. And you hear, "Ole Escamilla, bravo Escamilla." Escamilla, he's walking along with Carmen on his arm, just as cocky as he can be. And when you see Don Hosey, when you see him, you can tell by the look in his eye that he's not all there. He ain't. He's had it. He stops Carmen and he says, I want to talk with you for a minute. She says, all right, and tells the rest of them to go on in the bullfighting rink and, you know, save her a seat. They go on in the rink in that, and you can hear them, ole, Escamilla, bravo, Escamilla. Don Jose, he says, you love me, don't you? She says, no, I don't love you. And she starts to run by, and you can hear him, ole, Escamilla, bravo, Escamilla, tore. He grabs her and pulls her back and says, you're going with me. She says, I ain't going with you. And she starts to run by again. You can hear him, ole, Escamilla, bravo, Escamilla, tore. He grabs her and pulls her back and throws her down and kills her. He killed the only thing he ever loved. He didn't mean to. He was a good boy, but he couldn't help it. He did.
What I mean to tell you, he really stopped.
And the boy, when he got done with it, he give this heart aria. And the way he give it, really, I wished I could give it for you. But I ain't got any higher roof. Come on.
Barbulo, entre nos habitador.